Thursday, October 24th. I apologize to the non-fantasy football nerds because I did fantasy. Yes, last night. I'm going to follow up on last night's topic today because last night I spoke about how fantasy waivers, free agency is stressful, and last night was a big turning point. Now I have to take it to a personal anecdote. In my biggest league, I went for it last night for real. And if we look back in a month from now and I'm playing for some real money, and then a few weeks after that playing for some real money, this will be the turning point. Last night, I blew the rest of my budget. I have $45 left. This is fictional money. If you guys are not aware, you have a $1,000 fictional budget that you can spend on free agents throughout the year. And I had $720-something left going into last night. I spent over $500 of it for Ty Johnson, the running back on the Lions. You know, how many times does a potential running back one or a starting lead back come along in the middle of the season? Not many. And there's only 11-week regular season in this league, so it's week 8. Now's the time to pull the trigger. Then I also got Deshaun Hamilton and Devontae Parker. Because next week, week 9, I have some bye trouble. I have Michael Thomas on a bye. I have Calvin Ridley on a bye. Will Fuller just got hurt. That's 3 of my 4 starting receivers. And I have Devontae Freeman on a bye. So now at least I have Ty Johnson to fill into Freeman's spot. And then now I have these two receivers who show some promise with Manuel Sanders out of Denver. Deshaun Hamilton last year had 9+ targets a game and 6+ catches a game. So could be a cheap source of PPR points there. And Devontae Parker has scored in his last 3 games. And next week, week 9, when I really need them, Deshaun is home against Cleveland and Devontae Parker is home against the Jets. So good matchups. I feel really good about it. I can't believe I'm so excited about these two dickheads. And furthermore, I picked up Josh Hill to plug and play this week with Jared Cook most likely out at home. Maybe Drew Brees back against Arizona, the worst team in the league against tight ends. And I've been starting O.J. Howard in that league, which is my worst call of the year. So to have potentially a tight end one, Josh Hill, to fill in this week seems like a great play. Anyway, I'm super psyched. Like I said, we're going to look back at this night and when I'm counting hundreds of thousands of dollars in like 6 weeks. And you'll be the first ones to know about it. So hope you guys got your guys or your, well, not your girls. Hope you girls got your guys too. Good night.